Now, Yar warriors, it is time you learned the secret battle plan we have developed to fight our enemy. The Quotile is based on the moon of the planet Ep, on the far side of the neutral zone. Their base is protected by a thick shield of energy made up of cosmic cells. Like the cowards that they are, the Quotile hide behind this shield for protection. From this position of relative safety, they fire destroyer missiles and massive balls of deadly energy called swirls. When we are under attack, we can protect ourselves by retreating into the neutral zone. Once inside the zone, we are safe from the destroyer missiles. But we pay a heavy price for this refuge. Inside the zone, we cannot communicate with our base, nor can we fire upon the enemy. And we are not safe from the swirls. They are deadly anywhere. Once you have been outfitted as warriors, you will begin your mission. You must fly through the neutral zone and attack the enemy. You must try and break your way through the Quotile shield by firing energy missiles at it, or by devouring the cosmic cells. Once you have cleared an opening in the shield, the Zorlon cannon can be used to attempt to destroy the enemy. Although the cannon is powerful, it is also very dangerous. To summon the cannon, you must devour a number of cosmic cells, or touch the dreaded Quotile. Once you have accomplished this first important step, you can signal the base to prepare to fire the Zorlon cannon. The cannon will fire its missile in a horizontal line with your flight course. To aim the cannon, line yourself up with the Quotile. Then communicate back to the base that you are ready to open fire. But here is the most important thing of all. You must fly out of the way as quickly as possible as soon as the Zorlon cannon has been fired. Otherwise, it will always strike you before it can hit the Quotile. To be struck by the Zorlon cannon spells certain death. It will not be an easy task, my brave young friends. The enemy is tricky and dangerous. It will take all your skill and training to defeat him. You will attack tomorrow at sunrise. So prepare yourselves for battle. It is almost time for Yar's revenge. Later that day, a young Yar warrior returned home to say goodbye to his parents. Although he was brave, he was also aware of the risks involved in such a dangerous mission. He knew he might never see his family again.
Well, my son, I want you to know how very proud we all are of you. Doesn't he look handsome in his uniform, Father?
If only I were younger, I would fight alongside you. But I am an elder now, and these old wings are stiff and brittle. I'm afraid I wouldn't be much of a warrior.
Father Yar reached over and grasped his young son's hand.
Be careful and brave, and the victory shall be yours.
Mother and father waved goodbye as their young son flew back towards the armament center.
Goodbye!
Goodbye! Goodbye.